Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Bands. John Fay from Pleasanton, California, and we're here together at the CMEA Bay Section Band Orchestra Festival East E at Castro Valley High School on May the 5th, 2018. It's my pleasure to listen to all the work that you've done to prepare for today's performance and comment in the areas of quality of sound, technique, as well as your overall musicality. I want to wish you the very best of luck. Have a great time up on stage, and I'll get back to you when you're ready to begin. All right, let's a little sweet band. Nice transition of notes in bars 4 to 5. I would have wanted to hear a little bit more of the trumpets on the rhythmic D. Didn't really hear all of the parts of the sustain notes in the upper woodwinds are really masking some of the ability to be able to hear some of those all of the parts within the ensemble. Phrase. Try to a little bit of hiccups going in between some of those phrases and getting into the downbeat because maybe people taking a little bit too long or maybe even trying to take a breath. Accuracy. That half note. Not as accurate in the horns. Good pitch up there, woodwinds. I still think it's a little loud on the sustain note. Ooh, but then the last note, kind of a little faltering a little bit on that, okay? You know, I always think rule of thumb on a fermata, you want to at least have the sustain for the note that's under the fermata plus half. So you may want to consider how long you hold the last note, and just again for a little bit more, again for more finality or effect. Yeah, I've got piano written for all of the instruments, including the solo. I think the solo is the right dynamic. I really encourage everybody else to explore that piano dynamic level. I think from a tonal perspective, I think just making sure that the accuracy of moving notes within a harmonic structure as well as alignment rhythmically is going to be super critical on that last movement. So similar comment here, horns have the melody, but they're really having to struggle to pull them out sitting on top of the ensemble, because I think that the rest of the ensemble is overpowering. part of it's taking the forte into perspective, and remembering that a forte for a harmonic support line is not as going to be as loud as the forte for a solo part. Gotta stay together. Mushy in terms of this, the overall accuracy of the last four notes. Gotta watch, gotta get your eyes up and watch the conductor so that you all can stay together. I love this piece. I mean, I can see maybe where you wanted to shave off a little bit of time on those fermatas at the end, and then a little more immediate getting into the third movement type of thing. I just think that that's the start of the third movement seemed a little ragged, and it seemed a little abrupt or sudden, like the performers weren't really ready for it. And then really clarify the tongue, clarify the articulations, clarify the just make sure you clarify those articulations so that the accented notes versus the non-accented notes are distinguished and distinctive. It's not in tune. Listen, you got to listen back for the bells too. That's got to be all played together, the downbeat. I think that this is like maybe one or two of the flutes that are just a little under pitch. Nice job, clarinets, on that melody there. Nice sound. Very ethereal. Very, kind of a that's a neat, distant type sound that you're getting from. So very effective in this opening. Yeah, I appreciate the fact that you're not overplaying these dynamics in this particular piece right now. Nice job. Nice embracing of the dissonance in that last section brass, that 15. Yeah, again, just watch your pitch, the E natural clarinets, first clarinets in measure 21. Had a little too much hair on it. Yeah, nice playing, nice sound, good tone quality. A little covering up of the trombone baritone line and the tenor sax line. I'd like to hear more of them. On top of this, and right now I think again we're seeing forte and you're playing forte but not understanding that maybe forte for half notes and whole notes should be less than a forte for eighth notes and quarter notes. Flutes, all you got to do is roll that out. Okay, roll the flute out just a little bit in order to get that pitch to come up. Again, if you're using your ears and you can hear yourself out of tune, you can do something with the pitch. Roll in, roll out in order to find that to find the correct pitch. Nice air going into the horns, French horns. Nice job on that. Another melody at 46. Okay, pretty exposed there, especially when you got multiple first trombone or multiple trombones coming in on that G. You've got to all do it together, watch each other, you can breathe together, and even have, you know, your lead player just kind of give a little cue or downbeat that's going to be with the conductor where everybody else in the section can get that note entered in together. So other things, you know, it's other things you can do besides everybody having to watch a conductor, especially in a large ensemble like this. You can look at each other, you know, one person take the responsibility of the cue, lots of different things, just to make sure that everybody is together, okay? Again, really good control of the mood in this particular piece. The flute intonation is a little of a concern, especially on the sustained notes on that C. Got to work to roll in, roll out on that flute. So it's because you can make some minor adjustments to the intonation in order to help, you know, fix in a pinch on those situations. I really appreciated the exploration of the softer dynamic levels in here and really not letting it overplay and overpower, but we're still having some balance issues with regards to really trying to struggle to pull the melody out of the ensemble and hear what the primary melody is supposed to be, because while you may have half notes and whole notes and you're seeing forte, always remember that forte is not always going to be forte for you. Okay, that sometimes it's going to be softer if you don't have the moving line. Okay, good crescendo. Going into 15. Yeah, trumpets got to play out there at 15. Don't rush. Don't rush to getting the downbeat in the second and 26. So make sure that you're holding on to that note, waiting for the downbeat, low brass. Nice accents in the snare. Good job. I'm just curious. It sounded, I couldn't tell. Sounded like it could have been, if you were using brushes, man, really articulate. Very, very well done. I think the effect was definitely achieved there. Don't break the phrase. So we got the slowdown going, and then the rallentando happens. So connect over the bar lines. Be really thinking about that bar lines aren't necessarily putting things into packages for you from a phrasing standpoint. It helps you understand and know the structure of where the beats are and where the rhythm is and where one is. But what phrases most of the time come over bar lines. And then we as musicians have to just make sure that we're not allowing the music to sound like that bar line is sectionalizing it. My sound clarinets. Just keep working on the pitch. B flat triad there at 70. Okay. Stay together, clarinets and trumpets here. You guys have the unison line there. As you modulate to different tonal centers in this last section, just be really mindful of, again, the pitch responsibilities relative to the first, third, and fifth of the chords. So when you have the root, you want to stay and maintain it right in tune. Third's going to be a little, major third's going to be a little flat. Fifth's going to be a little high. So not so much equal temperament in those chords. As the new lines come in, you want to make sure that the repeating lines that have that will come softer, so we can, again, leave room for the new voice. So the clarinets get softer at 87, and then the clarinets get softer as the horns come in at 91. Then the flutes get softer when the horns come in at 91. Yep, good pitch, horns, good job, nice support there. Yeah, I can't hear the melody. It's the trumpets and the first clarinets. All I hear is that da, the sustained note. Oh, have enough air to get to the end of that. Now I'm looking, is there a diminuendo on that phrase, that section? I have divisi, the parts divide. Maybe some people disappear on it, it's just woodwinds. But the woodwinds don't diminuendo. You got to, again, have to make sure you got that air to go all the way through. Okay, good clarity here, articulation at the end, 133, nice job, solid all the way to the end. All right, so be thinking about... just again, alignment, but for me, it's I shouldn't have to work, or your audience, you don't want them to make them work so hard to pull out the melody. So when you get to the last Allegro Vivo at 111, that's the primary melody. That's the thing you want to make sure you hear. And if you've got an overwhelming differentiation of numbers of musicians that are playing the that section, then you've got to be more sensitive. You got to bring those, shave off the numbers, or just bring that dynamic down to only a mezzo forte. Whatever you have to do, but you've got to make room as an ensemble. You always have to make room for the melody to be the primary melody to be heard. All right. Some harmonic intonation in terms of staying in the key tonal center, but also also on sustained pitches, keeping the pitch and the intonation solid. This set offered some challenges. Make sure that you can make those adjustments on the fly as needed, and know how to do that on your instruments. Working on the balance, already talked about that. Be able to distinguish the difference between an accent and a non-accented note. And I think this was more in the second tune, where maybe it was a little harsh at times on the entrances of notes. And I'm trying to look, or it could have been in the last part of the third movement of the little suite. Make sure that you can differentiate what that sounds like, what an emphasis, a note with emphasis sounds like, versus, and what you have to do to that note versus a note that's just legato, and there is no articulation on it. Okay, continue to explore the softer side. Although I did appreciate the fact that you did that in that second piece, but continue to keep working on that. And look to phrase over bar lines, trying to establish a sense of fluidity and motion and direction through your phrases and not broken it up by bar lines. Okay, hope my comments will be some help to you. Enjoy the performance. Thanks.